Welcome to Brother Sister Lister. I'm Brother.
And I'm Sister.
And this week we are talking about
our top five favorite Eddie Murphy movies.
I love Eddie Murphy.
I like Eddie Murphy too.
I feel like I really grew up on Eddie Murphy.
I think you probably did stuff. More so than I did.
That seems possible.
Yeah.
I think that probably a lot of early Eddie Murphy, you know, a lot of those movies are some of Dad's favorite movies or were some of his favorite movies around that time.
Yeah.
And I feel like Dad was pretty okay with showing me adult movies as a kid.
Which is kind of cool.
Which is kind of cool, yeah, for sure. And so I remember some of these movies that are fairly adult movies, but watching them from the time I was pretty little,
yeah.
Like young elementary school age. And so, yeah, I just think I have kind of a nostalgic attachment to a lot of them. But then also, he's just really funny.
He's funny, yeah. Do you want to start?
Sure. My number five is Mulan.
This is on my list.
I had a feeling.
Yeah.
We'll come back to it then.
Okay. My number five, I bet, is not on your list, and it's Dr. Dolittle.
That is not on my list.
This came out in 1998. It's very silly. But I just really liked it. I don't think it was a huge hit for him, and it had a lot of definitely not huge hit sequels. So they tried to do a lot of spinoffs of Dr. Dolittle.
I did not realize that.
The original was the only one that was good. But Sorry, Dr. Dolittle franchise. But it basically follows John Dolittle, who is a doctor. He gets in an accident, which results in him gaining a gift that he had when he was a child of being able to hear animals speak, basically, and communicate with them.
Yeah.
Very realistic. And so, of course, there's all kinds of crazy things going on, and he's meeting all kinds of crazy personalities with all these different animals. But it also helps him bond with his kids and stuff. So it's kind of a sweet story. So that's my number five.
My number four is The Golden Child.
I have never seen this.
The Golden Child is another one that I saw pretty young. This movie came out in 1986, and Eddie Murphy becomes the Chosen One in the movie. That's what they call him, the Chosen One. And he basically has been given this duty to rescue this child who is the Golden Child, who has kind of like powers and is going to be the savior of the human race kind of thing. So the movie has a lot of comedic moments, but it was also taking that storyline pretty seriously. So it's kind of an action comedy, I guess, in some ways. And it's really funny. And also, I don't know, I read an excerpt from an interview where Eddie Murphy himself said that he did not think it was good. I'm paraphrasing. But I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome when I was a kid. Dad was just telling me that he watched it the other day, and he said he still thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
But I remember watching this one a lot and just really liking it.
Nice.
So that's my number four.
My number four is The Haunted Mansion. Why are you laughing?
Our lists are different.
They are a little different. This movie came out in 2003 and unfortunately did not do well. People did not think it was good. I think it holds a 13% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, it's based on a Disney ride, so it's got that going for
okay,
it.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's based on one of the best Disney rides, and I kind of love it. Like, I honestly thought it was really great and still enjoy it. Basically, Jim Evans, who is Eddie Murphy, is a workaholic. He's a real estate agent, and, you know, it's that kind of typical storyline of the wife feeling like he's neglecting the family and work is more important, so they decide to go on a vacation and then end up at this mansion by mistake. And it's a haunted mansion, in case you didn't know. And I just think all of the characters are really funny. I think it's him being really scared and thinking that he's going crazy and stuff like that. And I just think that he's so funny in that role. So that's my number four. I genuinely like Haunted Mansion. I have it on DVD. It's not good, though.
My number three is Trading Places.
I still haven't seen this movie.
We talked about Trading Places back on episode 27. That was our Christmas movie list.
Right.
And I kind of snuck it in there because it's sort of barely a Christmas movie. But this movie is just so funny. It's Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd. And the story is essentially Eddie Murphy is a homeless man. And Dan Aykroyd is a up-and-coming, young, successful trader on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. And these two older gentlemen at the brokerage or whatever it is, they decide to make a bet about nature versus nurture, essentially, and whether or not they can turn this homeless man into the successful trader and turn the successful trader into a homeless man.
Right.
So it's a heartless endeavor that they start out on, but they make this bet about whether or not that can be done. And so they basically set out to ruin Dan Aykroyd's character and bring Eddie Murphy's character up to this prominent position. And it's just so funny.
Yeah.
Both Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd are absolutely hilarious in the movie. And honestly, the storyline, that might seem like something you've heard before, but if you have, it's probably because they copied Trading Places. Yeah. It's just really, really funny. And the storyline is really well done, I think. And I won't spoil the ending for you, but you can find that part
for
yourself.
I still haven't seen this movie beginning to end, but Dad was watching it at Mom and Dad's house recently, and I got to catch some of it with him, and what I saw was really funny. So
it's so funny.
I need to watch the whole thing.
This is 1983, so the earliest film on my list today. And yeah, just golden.
My number three is Shrek, the first one. Obviously, all three have had Eddie Murphy in them as Donkey, which is kind of Shrek's sidekick. If you haven't seen the Shrek movies, they're awesome. Kind of a fairy tale based thing. And it has Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz, so it's a great cast. But Eddie Murphy as Donkey makes the movie. Like, if he was not in it, it just would not be the same. Wouldn't be as funny. And I think he is so talented at voice acting.
Yeah.
Like, he did a lot more of it later on, and he's got a knack for it. So I just love this movie. It came out in 2001. And I've seen it a lot.
Yeah, it's hard to have not seen this one a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I honestly just really enjoy all three of the Shrek movies, but the first one's the best. So.
They are funny. This has to have been one of Eddie Murphy's most lucrative roles, I would assume, too.
I mean, yeah.
Because that franchise became
huge. It became
huge.
It's my number three.
My number two is Life.
Nice. I have not seen this movie, but it looks so good.
It is so good. This movie came out in 1999, and it's Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, and both of whom are just so funny.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence is hilarious, and this was actually the last rated R movie that Eddie Murphy ever made.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so 99, he hasn't done anything rated R since then.
He definitely got a little more family-friendly
later on.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you have really watched or listened to much Eddie Murphy stand-up. His stand-up specials are absolutely hilarious.
I haven't listened to a whole...
He's so funny.
Yeah.
And his stand-up specials, Eddie Murphy Raw and Eddie Murphy Delirious, those two stand-up specials are so funny.
Yeah.
But very not family-friendly. So, yeah. Anyway, Life, that was his last rated R movie. So, yeah, he's definitely gone a more family-friendly route. But this movie's just hilarious. It is essentially these two guys who are kind of petty crooks. Eddie Murphy's kind of a petty crook, and Martin Lawrence kind of gets tied up with him,
mm-hmm.
but in the early 30s, and they end up going to prison, getting sentenced for life. That's why it's called Life.
Right.
And it follows them throughout their prison sentence, and you know they have different kind of escape plans at different times. They meet different characters throughout their sentence, and they're always trying to figure out a way that they're going to get out one way or another. They end up kind of having differences, and it follows them all the way into their 90s.
Hmm.
So it goes from the early 30s all the way up to 1997. It's supposed to be like present day at the time when it was filmed or whatever. And so there's these old men in their 90s, and they kind of have their differences, but they kind of have this one last plan of how they're going to sneak out. And it's just hilarious. It's really, really funny. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence both are great in it, but it does also deal with some kind of more serious subjects as well. And I think it balances that really well. It's really funny, but it still manages to be heartfelt at times
mm-hmm.
and deal with different topics. And it's just great.
Is it them in makeup when they're old, or
mm-hmm.
is it? Oh,
it's
nice.
Them throughout, yeah, the whole movie. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. Which, you know, Eddie Murphy, no stranger to doing
some
characters
heavy
makeup.
In makeup.
Yeah. But no, this one is, you know, they just age him a little
nice.
Bit. But yeah, it's still him, of course. So
that's awesome.
The movie's absolutely great. You should definitely watch it.
I'll check it out. My number two is Coming to America.
This is my number one.
Nice. I figured we would have this crossover for sure.
This movie is incredible.
It's so good.
And this was actually on a previous list, too. We talked about this because I had it on my 80s movies list, episode 6.
Right. Yeah, you have a lot of Eddie Murphy in your lists.
Yeah, I told you.
It's about time we did this.
Yeah, I have a connection to the Eddie Murphy movies from my childhood. Coming to America is another one that I watched pretty young. This movie, I think, is not only, to me, the best Eddie Murphy movie, but it's also, like, one of the best comedy movies of all time.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And Eddie Murphy, this is the first time that you see him doing a whole range of characters in heavy makeup and costume right. and whatever. And in this movie, it's so funny and so well done. The barbershop scenes in Coming to America are just some of the funniest moments in movie history.
Yeah. I remember seeing this movie at what I would probably consider as a young age for this movie. As well.
Yeah.
I think our dad just loves it, so he showed both of us pretty early on. It came out in 1988. I think it was probably one of the first Eddie Murphy movies I ever saw, and it's just so, so funny.
Yeah.
I really love it.
And it's definitely worth mentioning, Arsenio Hall is his co-star, and they play sort of best friends mm-hmm. in the movie. And I was just thinking that for my top three, they're all kind of movies where he's paired with another actor that they just play off each other so well.
Yeah.
You know, Life with Martin Lawrence and then Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd. But Coming to America, him and Arsenio Hall just have such a funny dynamic mm-hmm. together. And Arsenio Hall's character is really funny
really
in the movie
funny.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie's just awesome.
So good.
Your number one?
My number one is Mulan. So we can come back to that from your list as well. Eddie Murphy as Mushu is amazing.
And that's his first voice acting role. I mean, that's pre-Shrek.
Yeah, and I think he just has such a talent for that. I mean, obviously, he has a very recognizable voice.
Yeah.
So I actually was reading about how the sequel of Mulan unfortunately didn't do so well, and that they think that's the reason why, is that Eddie Murphy wasn't Mushu. Mm. So the voice actor who did Mushu did a fairly good job kind of having a similar sound to Eddie Murphy, but you just can't mimic
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is really funny mm-hmm. in that. And the movie is awesome. You know, Disney doesn't make bad movies.
No, Disney's amazing. But his timing on everything and the way he can interact with characters, even in a voice role, is just, it's amazing to me. He's very talented, so.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Good list.
You too. Very different.
Very different. That I feel like you see our age difference in the lists a little bit.
I think so too.
But all good movies.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy's great. Thank you guys for listening to our top five Eddie Murphy movie list. If you would like to catch up on some of our past episodes, you can find those on brothersisterlister.com or on Apple Podcasts. If you're on Apple Podcasts listening, do us a favor and swipe down and leave a rating or a review on there. That really helps other people find the show, and we love the feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. And definitely interact with us on social media as well. You can find us on Twitter at BSL Podcast. You can use the hashtag BrotherSisterLister. And you can also find us on Instagram at BrotherSisterLister. We would love to just interact with you guys on there. If you have any comments on what your lists would have been or any ideas on future topics you might want to hear about, that would be a huge help to us.
Thanks for listening. And until next week, call your mom.
Tell her you love her.
Bye.
Bye.